The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Good morning and welcome once again to another Saturday edition of Travel World. We're here live in studio, Willem Backus with you, and we've got Lance behind the control panel, and away in Richmond, B.C., we've got...
Not Richmond, B.C., Willem.
I know. I just had to say Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, B.C. Well,
it's a little far away, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Richmond, B.C.
Different place, different time.
Yes. Just seeing if you're paying attention, Stephen.
Yes, well, I'm paying attention.
Well, you fell asleep on the line.
if you miss one thing that goes on the show, you aren't paying, you have to keep paying attention all the time in order to...
Well, of course.
Those little intricacies that come into the conversation.
Well, just like we have a contest we're going to be announcing next week, a little bit more on that later on. Stephen and Vic have gone down to Richmond. Tell us a bit about your visit, Steve.
Oh, yes. We're having a great time here.
Mm-hmm.
Flew down on Air Ontario, which started service about a year ago out of Toronto. So you fly Montreal, Toronto, Toronto, Richmond, on Air Canada to Toronto and then connecting to Air Ontario. There are three flights a day connecting Toronto with Richmond. And what I enjoy about flying on Air Ontario compared to some other carriers, first of all, it's the more intimate feeling that you get aboard the aircraft. It's all two-and-two seating on the de Havilland Dash 8, and so you're not stuck in a middle seat somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice snack served on each flight sector you take with them.
Good airline for that, eh?
Yes, it's a good airline for, you know, having little snack munchies and as much soft drinks and juice as you want. They're very attentive in-flight cabin service as compared to other carriers that we fly in the Northeast sometimes. So Air Ontario is really working hard to put this route, in service, make it a viable route.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the scheduling is very good that you can make a weekend getaway coming down to Richmond by heading down on a Friday morning. The flight leaves Montreal at 6:45, and you're connecting to the 8:55 flight out of Toronto. You're in Richmond by 11 a.m., and then you can come back on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. So you get basically three full days of touring, and you stay that Saturday night so that you can get the discounted fare. Air Canada currently has their back-in-business zone fares, which are being extended until Monday for purchase. You can still get some very good deals with Air Canada with the Saturday night stay on the current seat sale, which is for travel right up through the Christmas period.
That's pretty good. I hear this trip is particularly a treat for Vic. Vic, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Willem. Nice talking to you again. Yeah, it is a treat for me. You know, I'm a bit of a Civil War buff, and Stephen and I have already broadcast from Charlotte, Charleston, Savannah, New Orleans. But Richmond, of course, was the Confederate capital during the Civil War some 130 years ago. So it's been a real treat for me to visit. And one of the things I can't believe what they're doing here, they're offering Canadian money is at par with the U.S. dollar in a lot of locations in Richmond. They want to get tourism booming. So for any of our Montrealers listening in the area, I mean, this would be a great spot to come, not to worry about that 65-cent dollar that we have. They're offering rooms, hotel rooms, a lot of locations at par, so that 40% discount doesn't cover it. And I understand some of the attractions here, too. They take Canadian money at par.
Right. There's a big promotion that the state of Virginia is working on right now to get Canadian visitors down to discover the entire state. I know next week we'll be talking with Sandra Phillips about her visit to Colonial Williamsburg, which is only about an hour's drive from here. So they're doing big promotion right now with the state of Virginia to make this a very a must stop on the itinerary of Canadians, either as weekend getaways or as a stopover point as the snowbirds start to head down to Florida. Spend a few days in Virginia on your way down.
Now, we're staying at this hotel, the Lyndon Row Hotel, and they gave me the room at par. My Canadian dollar's like an American buck here. And this is an old hotel. It predates the Civil War back to 1847.
Right, it's
a tremendous history here.
A row of townhouses that have been strung together and refurbished in the early 80s, made into a 70-room inn. Rates range from 89 to 189. Of course, depending on the season, depending on the type of room you take, but it has charm. It's not one of those cookie cutter hotels. You know, you go, the best surprise is no surprise because it's the same in Omaha, the same here. You get a feel of
The listener should write it down. Lyndon spelled L-I-N-D-E-N, not like the president, Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Rowe, R-O-W-N. And give them a call, because the dollar's worth like an American buck. And the food here is fantastic. I have to admit, we haven't eaten yet, but we've checked out their menu.
Yeah,
and we're going to have some crab cakes right after the show.
Right, they have the finest crab cakes in town, and we're going to be sampling. You know how I love my crab cakes, so we're going to have some for lunch. And they've redesigned their menu, grilled Kansas City strip steak and potato-crusted sea bass and the famous Lyndon Rowe crab cake. It's a AAA Four Diamond Hotel, member of Historic Hotels of America. We've stayed at many of their member hotels. That was like the Fort Des Moines or the Basin Harbor Club in Virgins that we profiled over the past month on the show, because these are hotels that capture the flavor and the essence of the city you are staying in. And their phone number is 1-800-348-7424.
Stephen, I'm just wondering, if I brought a couple of thousand Canadian dollars, would they cash them into American dollars for me? I don't think they'd do that.
My thoughts exactly. I wonder if they're going to give you change for something like that.
No, I don't think they'd give us change.
Oh, darn. You know something? I thought, they're really serious about this. When there's that many attractions, that many places taking the dollar at par, they really want to have Canadian visitors down there. Stephen, how long did it take you to get down there all in all with the airplane?
Well, if the morning flight leaves at 6:45 in the morning, it takes about 4 hours, including the connection each way. So it's a two-hour flight out of Toronto.
So it's really not a long, long way to get down there.
No. I mean, and as I say, when you get down here on a Friday at 11 a.m., and you come back on a Sunday afternoon, it gives you 3 full days of touring. And of all the destinations we have traveled to recently, there's just so much history all in one location. It's a very historic city, a very historic destination, and a destination that has gone out of its way to preserve its history all in one location. It's a must for history buffs.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, I know Vic is a very big-time Civil War buff myself, and you, Stephen, we're also big-time onto the museums and history, so it must be a real special treat for you this particular trip.
Oh, yes. To visit the museums this afternoon, we're going to the Museum of the Confederacy and see the Confederate White House, and that's just going to be a treat, something to behold.
60% of all the battles in the Civil War were fought in this state, and many of them around the Richmond, Virginia area. And so there's so much of that kind of history. But I have to say, this is an ultra-modern city, too, so it blends the old with the new. But I like the old better.
Oh, definitely. Stephen, I think it's time to talk about Air Montreal before we take the break. Following the break, we'll have the European Report by Eli Corey, a little 10-minute segment. Then we'll return to Richmond, Virginia. Steve, tell us about Air Montreal.
Right. If your travels take you throughout the province of Quebec, business centers like Bagotville, Quebec City, Dalbeau, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Bonaventure, Montjoly, there's just one choice, and it's Air Montreal. It's just-in-time travel. Just call today, 631-2111, and fly tomorrow. There's no advance purchase necessary, no minimum or maximum stay. Your savings include leaving from Air Montreal's own terminal building on Ryan Avenue, where there's free parking and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal for just-in-time travel, 631-2111.
So it's 11:15 in Montreal. Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
Get Telemax from Videotron and get the max in television.
Every Thursday on App Discovery Canada.
Telemax gives you Discovery, TSN, TLC, Fox, and more. Videotron will install your cable for just $69.99. Get a one-year subscription to cable with Telemax before October 31st and get over 40 channels plus a free Timex in the Glow Watch. Telemax from Videotron. The max in TV without a decoder.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catharines. Telephone 938-8333.
It's interesting how people think of their pharmacist as their friend. Always there with helpful suggestions, good advice, and just what you need when you need it. Like Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary. Affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu, Peter and his staff make sure their store is well-stocked with all kinds of needs, seasonal and perennial. So when you need a friend, just head for the Peter Tsonis Pharmacy at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary. Your friends are waiting.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is with my ring on her hand? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind.
Etheridge for you. Come on, bring me some water. Boy, talk about a lot of fun here on Travel World. We're back with segment number two. We got a special treat for you. Eli Corey, one of our roving reporters, is taking a trip to Europe, and he's given us the report for that. Stephen, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Eli left last Saturday right after doing his show over on Q92, and he hit the road, flew over originally into Paris, and he's traveling throughout Europe aboard Rail Europe, sampling the rail service over there, which is the best way to get around. And I think right now, today, that's why he had to pre-tape his report, because he's heading off to Stockholm and the Radisson Hotel. So he's going to give us a little report of what he's found during the past week hitting the rails in Europe.
Well, that's going to be something special. I can just imagine Eli. He's already got 10 minutes to say. Well, anyway, let's...
10 minutes that are fit to go on the air.
That's true. So after that, we're going to come back, lead back with... our next segment, which we'll be talking back more about Richmond, Virginia, with Stephen and Vic and our roving guests. So, Lance, let's roll the cartridge.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Eli calling from London this morning. Actually, I was in Paris a couple of days ago, landed at Charles de Gaulle, and spent 3 days in Paris at the Paris Hilton. What a great place. I mean, Paris is, you know, you hear about it. It's such a great city. It's just full of everything. I mean, every corner there's something else to see. The Eiffel Tower, Place de la Concorde, there's the Picasso Museum, Père Lachaise, which is the burial ground where Jim Morrison lies, and also the Louvre, the Opera House, Place de la Concorde, Champs-Élysées. There's tons and tons of stuff to see. It's unbelievable. So I landed at Charles de Gaulle, and I took a bus to the center of the city. It's very simple. You can even take the metro if you want, but the bus is much simpler. It's called a Roissy bus. You get on for 45 francs. It takes you right to the center of the city in front of the opera, and you've got everything there, cafes and shopping centers, places like Galerie Lafayette, and it's just a beautiful city. If you want to go, it's not that expensive. My plane ticket was around $600, 650 really. And I stayed at the Paris Hilton near the Eiffel Tower. In fact, in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower on Rue du Chiffren, exactly the address is 18 Avenue du Chiffren, rather. The phone number is 3301-443856-00. And the general manager, Primo Munoz, and his staff, they bent over backwards to take care of me. It was a beautiful place. The rooms were well lit, and lots of space. It's not cramped at all, and I had a view of the Eiffel Tower, so what can you ask for more? The food, excellent. They have two or three restaurants in that hotel. There's a bar downstairs as well, and as well, if you need anything, you just go down to the staff. You know that if you're in Europe, you go to the concierge, and you ask him, and he gets you whatever you want. It's a beautiful place, the Hilton in Paris. If you want to go there and stay there, 3301-443856-00. It's central, next to the Eiffel Tower, and of course there's a couple of metro stations, Bir Hakeim Metro, which is to the left of the hotel, and then there's one up the street near the Eiffel Tower. If you want to visit Hilton's website, it's hilton.com on the internet. So in Paris, you got to take the metro. It's the easiest thing in the world. You get into the metro, always on your right-hand side, there's always a ticket office, or on the left-hand side, there's always a ticket office. It costs about 8 francs to take the metro wherever you want to go, but you can buy a book of 10 tickets for about 52 or 53 francs. What is it, about 3.6 francs to $1. So it seems a little expensive, but really it's the cheapest way to get around town in Paris, and it's the Paris Métropolitain. They don't call it the metro. People saying, Parisians are snooty, Parisians are this, Parisians are that. No, they're not. Actually, it's very nice. I got around town very well. I got lost a couple of times in Paris. The streets are so narrow and so small that you don't know where you are sometimes. You ask, people direct you right away. It's a great city to go to. And from Paris, if you're in a hotel, you want to call home, you can call via the Bell Hello card, which is Canada Direct in some parts of the country, but I think it's Bell Hello in Montreal. I'll tell you, you can buy these at really any pharmacy. You can buy them at the Bell Boutiques. You can buy them pretty much anywhere, and it's pretty much the cheapest way to call home when you're in Europe. You get a bilingual Canadian operator if you need one when you call the number. You get this little card with all these 1-800 numbers. You can call from 130 countries in the world. So I'm in London today. I called 0800-890016. That's a toll-free number. It connects me to Canada. Then I follow the prompts. I type in my Hello phone card PIN number, and I get to call Canada for almost nothing. I mean, it's really great. If you want to, you can buy them in 20s, 50s, and I don't know what the other prices of the cards are, but they're $20, $50, and they're really, really great. Instead of getting charged with the hotel and so on and so forth, you can go through the Bell Hello plan. And again, Canada Direct service is offered in Quebec by Bell Canada. For more information, you can call 1-800-561-8868 in Canada, or visit the website at www.stentnor.com. That's stentor.ca/Canada_direct. Or you can call again 1-800-561-8868 for Canada Direct or the Hello Bell Hello card. It's a great way to call home. What else? I finished up from Paris, and I got onto the Eurostar or the Channel train. And the folks from Eurostar and Rail Europe gave me a ticket for that train. In fact, they gave me a FlexiPass for Eurail, because I'm going to be going to Sweden in a couple of hours by Eurail. So Eurostar, you hear about the Channel. In fact, it was featured in the movie Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. It's a great way to go. 2.5 hours from Center City Paris to Center City London. You can also go to Center City Brussels if you want to by Eurostar. You get on in Paris at Paris Gare du Nord. And in a few short hours, you're at Waterloo Station in London city center. It's a great way to travel. A lot of business people take it. I went first class, which is really the only way to go. You get a meal, and you get a great view. I mean, there are one side of the cart is one seat, and you can get a window. The other side are for business people. If you're having a meeting, so on and so forth, you can sit up to six people on the left-hand side of the cart, which is great. You want more information on Eurostar or the Channel train or Eurail, you can call 1-888-382-RAIL, 1-888-382-7245. And by the way, you can get on to Gare du Nord in Paris or Waterloo in London with each of the city's subway systems. So if you want to go down to Waterloo to go to Paris, you go to Waterloo Station, by the metro station, or if you want to go to Paris to London, you get on Gare du Nord, which is actually a metro station, so it's kind of cool, it's kind of easy, and it's not that complicated. You want to visit their website as well, Rail Europe's website at www.raileurope.com, that's one word, www.raileurope.com. Where I stayed in London, man, this is great. The SAS Portman Hotel, it's a Radisson company, put me up in a business class room at the hotel, which I actually am calling from right now. Wow. You get your own personal fax. You get your mini bar. You get a TV with movies. You get a couple of bathrobes. You get a beautiful bathroom. You get access to the gym. What else? I sampled some of the food downstairs, and It's unbelievable. This hotel is really beautiful. 279 guest rooms, including 7 junior and penthouse suites. And there are 4 different types of rooms: Oriental, Scandinavian, British, and Classic. I stayed in the Scandinavian room. It's fairly well lit. It's a beautiful, large room, 2 single beds, and just really well done. There is also a hair dryer in the bathroom if you want to press your clothes. There's a press on the side of the wall. There's also a little desk for you to work on, and there's a fax machine, of course, as I mentioned earlier. It's really a beautiful place to stay. If you want to stay, it's in the west end of London. It's really central. I walked from here to Harrods, which is about a 20-minute walk down. You go down Park Lane, which is in front of this huge park. Beautiful city, London. In fact, I took a tour a couple of days ago. You get on just one sightseeing tour for £12.50, and it takes you for about 2 hours around London. You see everything from Buckingham Palace to the National Gallery to the Defense Building and so on and so forth. It's a great way to see the city. If you want to come down to London, you have to stay at the SAS Portman. It's a Radisson Hotel. It's in the West End. So if you know anything about London and the West End, you can see plays and so on. So everything is around here. It's ironically, it's on the corner of, right in front of me is the corner of New Quebec Street. And there's a pub called the City of Quebec, which is strange. Oh, you can also get Super Nintendo and the internet in your room and a direct dial telephone with voicemail. And there's 24-hour room service at the SAS Portman Radisson. It's a great way to stay. If you're going to stay in London, you have to stay here. They have a conference room that can accommodate from 10 to 700 people. And you want to blow off some steam again, you go down to the John Harris Fitness Center. You want to get down to London, you have to come stay at the Portman. And I had the number here, but I lost it. Oh, my. Where is it? No, it's not here anymore. The SAS Portman down here, you can go to radisson.com on the internet. And I'll give you some more information when I call next time from Sweden. I'll be calling with one more report, and I'll give you a 1-800 number in Canada where you can book Radisson. But you can go to radisson.com or call the Radisson in Montreal, and they'll tell you how to book worldwide. It's Eli Khoury calling from London. I'll be on a train in a few short hours to Paris, and then from Paris to Stockholm, Sweden, which is about 27 hours by train, by Eurail. Well worth it. I get to see pretty much all of Europe. And if you guys want to listen to next week, I'll be calling in from Sweden, and I'll have maybe actually gone to Brussels for a little bit and come back. So listen up and inform yourself. Go on a holiday. This is not very expensive for me. I mean, granted, people are putting me up, but really, it's really not that. It doesn't have to break the bank to get to Europe. When you think about it, it's not that expensive. Fish and chips, very cheap and very tasty. So I'll speak to you guys next week. Stephen, I'll see you later. And Willem, take care. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Eli. That was Eli Khoury's report from London. And,
The number that Eli forgot there for the hotel, 800-333-3333. We'll get you in touch with Radisson Hotels to book the Radisson SAS Portman in London, England.
You would have that memorized, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, know the number off by heart. But it's coming up to 11:30 in Montreal, and time to start thinking about lunch. Time to start thinking about great pizza and a whole lot more from Pizza Donini. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, but just one number to remember, 383-6000. Be at your door, piping hot, oven fresh. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Yeah, time for pizza. Lance, let's roll the break and come back with more Richmond with Stephen, Vic, and our roving guest.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Read Weekender in today's Gazette and discover a host of terrific hiking trails in and around Montreal.
It's chock full of great tips on how to make the very most of your fall outing.
Next, get your stomach muscles in top shape with a killer set of ab-crunching exercises so you can stop holding your breath in public.
And don't forget to check out our review of a restaurant that may have the zaniest decor in all of Montreal. But do they have just a little too much on their plate?
Then read all about Beanie Babies. For a lot of people, these toys are a genuine obsession. They're selling faster than they can make them. In fact, Some of them have estimated values approaching $5,000 U.S. Ooh, baby.
Plus, bet some of you out there are stuck in traffic as we speak. Remember when Montreal seemed to be a city without a rush hour? Find out what's happening to our roads and why it seems that every single Montrealer with a driver's license is using it at the same time. It's all in today's Gazette.
The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor. 374-8181.
Every weekday morning between 7:45 and 8 a.m., tune in to Jim Duff's unique look at the French press, brought to you by Bedford Interiors. This week, you'll find the most enticing deals of the year on Bedford Interiors' refined collection of floor models, art, and accessories. During the Bedford Interiors summer sale, you'll find short-term savings on furniture that will last a lifetime. Come to 1850 Hymas, east of Sources, for the summer sale at Bedford Interiors.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Gotta keep the faith. We're back on Travel World, segment number 3, with Will and Backus in studio, Lance behind the console, Stephen and Vic in Richmond,
yes.
Virginia, with our roving guest. Who's our roving guest, Steve?
Well, Vic's going to introduce her right now.
Oh.
We have a beautiful black lady with us by the name of Doretha Vaughn from the local Visitors Bureau, and is she a knockout? Anyways, some of the sites to see, there are all, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of Civil War sites, trails, Civil War museums, but they also have an Edgar Allan Poe Museum. If you've, we all took Poe in school. I'm sure you did, Willem,
mm-hmm.
And all the relics of his era. But there's also a Black History Museum and Cultural Center of Virginia, which I'm sure a lot of our Montrealers would love to see. Doretha, can you tell us about that?
Well, the Black History Museum is in the Jackson Ward area of Richmond, which is one of the oldest thriving African-American communities here in Richmond.
And now yesterday, you visited the Holocaust Museum.
Yes.
And that's new in the area.
That is new to the area. And I myself feel as if I have been a visitor to the Richmond area, although I have lived here for the past 8 years. I've only recently started visiting the attractions that we offer. So for the first time, I visited our Holocaust Museum, which offered, you get to crawl through ghettos, you get to spend time in a potato hut where about a family of 15 stayed in hiding. And the person who runs that museum is still there. He was a little boy during the Holocaust, and he's since arrived in Richmond. And he is there to give great tours, and he has a lot of history that he can give to you.
And, Doretha, perhaps you can give us a woman's perspective of Richmond. What about, and I don't mean this to be sexist in any way, but for shopping or other activities that would appeal to women and women's groups who might want to come down?
Richmond offers a very diverse shopping environment. A lot of the shops are custom-type shops. We don't have a lot of the higher name shops. We don't have the Nordstrom, but we do have excellent shopping for the elitists. as well as those who are working and the lower income families. The shopping is excellent. And nothing in Richmond is far away. If you're in the downtown area, you can be within any part of Richmond, from the north side to the south side, east end and west end of the river, in less than 20 minutes. So shopping is always at hand.
Now, women seem to predominate here, at least in the executive level. The manager of the Linden Row Inn is a woman, and of course, you're obviously. It's a kind of town where it's very progressive, I gather. It's a city of 700 and some thousand people, but yet it's very, very progressive, isn't it?
It's very progressive city, very cosmopolitan. The women that you've met in the business thus far, though they're not alone, they are not in the elite. of course, the Richmond Fortune 500 companies and other companies in the area are still predominantly run by men, though there's a strong, that the glass ceiling is cracking, and so women are being offered a lot of opportunities for minorities, meaning women as well as African Americans. There's diverse opportunity.
Now, one of the other guests we have with us this morning is Kendall Thompson, who's the film commissioner in this city. And I know in Montreal...
Opportunities for minorities, meaning women, as well as African-Americans. There's diverse opportunity.
Now, one of the other guests we have with us this morning is Kendall Thompson, who's the film commissioner in this city. And I know in Montreal, a lot of movie companies have moved up in the last couple of years from Los Angeles, and Canadian production companies. A lot of filming going on in Montreal and also in my city of Toronto. But Kendall, can you tell us some of the film activity going on here?
Definitely. We've had a great summer. We just recently finished with DreamWorks production Forces of Nature with Sandra Bullock and Ben Affleck, and we are currently shooting a series here in Richmond called Legacy, which premieres on the United Paramount Network October 9th. So they have been here for almost 6 months, and they will be with us till the end of December. And if they get picked up for a second season, of course, they'll stay with us for longer, which we're all keeping our fingers crossed. So that's a lot. That means a lot to an area, not only from the economic impact of film production, but the fact that viewers get to see Richmond on television every week, and it, you know, it's a billboard or an advertisement for the area.
Now, our federal government's infused a lot of money into the Canadian film industry, and of course, this is an ideal. So you try and entice filmmakers to this area.
That's correct. Well, there's no doubt about it that Canada does present itself as the main competition to the United States for film production. But there are looks that can only be had here in Richmond that cannot be duplicated elsewhere. So we definitely have an advantage on that aspect of film production. We're a very location-driven and a script-driven destination. So when you're looking for a period piece or even a modern-day contemporary piece, we can do both right here in the city.
Now, for sports fans, Kendall, while I have you on, you probably know a bit about the sports here. I know that they have AAA baseball, the Richmond Braves, which probably could beat the Expos any day. They couldn't beat my Toronto Blue Jays.
No.
What else does Richmond offer for sports fans? I mean, obviously, there must be a lot of golfing in this area, and
yes,
golf package tours would be available for Canadians.
Absolutely. We have 13 public courses here in the metropolitan area, and they range in levels of skill as well. We have a lot of public courses that are easy courses to play, but we also have two courses, Royal New Kent and Stonehouse, which are located out in New Kent County, both of which were voted the best public courses in the United States by Golf Digest magazine. They're both Scottish Link courses, and they're quite a challenge. We've had a number of people come down and have played them and, you know, kind of walk away somewhat exhausted. They definitely had a big day playing. They could only get in one course. Normally they were used to playing maybe two courses in a day, but, you know, New Kent is definitely a challenge.
I think this would be a great area, too, for senior citizens to visit. Any of our seniors who are listening in this morning would enjoy it. For instance, last night, Stephen and I took in the Richmond Symphony, which had the tribute to Gershwin. And it was a sold-out audience. It was just unbelievable. What is there a lot of cultural activity in the city?
Definitely. Not only is the symphony a great cultural activity, but we also have the opera, which is here. And they're getting ready to do Mozart's Così Van Fuoti later this fall, which is one of my favorite operas. Also, we have a large theater environment here with Broadway Under the Stars, where we'll be doing Rent in Chicago, as well as a lot of children's theater at Theater 4 and the Empire Theater, which is also great fun for the kids.
Yeah, and you know, people just, I know Canadians don't think of Richmond really as one of their prime destinations. They think maybe New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, but the climate here is fantastic. And like we say, it's only a two-hour flight, so you have all these activities. It takes you 2 hours to get here. The airfares are really low, and then again, the Canadian dollar at par. Now, why did you decide to take the Canadian dollar at par, Kendall?
Well, what we decided to, well, a number of reasons. There's definitely... In a market in which we have to be able to compete against everybody else, we felt that in order to make a concession to the Canadian market, we offer these at-par rates, which is a coupon book that you can get, and it offers a 30% discount statewide of hotels, attractions, sporting activities, and even here in Richmond, we have put together a shopping coupon book that we offer to our Canadian visitors. Some of the coupons are not at an even exchange or an at-par rate, but they do offer some type of a discount. So recognizing that there would be a challenge, that is a challenging event for a Canadian to come down with a differentiation in the dollar value, that we tried to make it as easy as possible so everyone doesn't feel that, you know, money can be a factor.
Right. There's always that element. People think, oh, it's going to be expensive coming to the United States. But when, first of all, it's good value when you come down here.
Right.
And then when you have promotions like that with discounts, makes it just that much easier to enjoy a vacation down in the Richmond area.
Exactly. And using our public golf courses for an example, even their green fees range from as low as $15, and of course it heads all the way up to a high end of $105. But even at, you know, $15 green fees of U.S. dollars, when you convert that to Canadian dollars, even in the Canadian market, that's still quite reasonable and quite a deal.
No, that's a good rate. And good dining in the area. I mean, we
absolutely
went out for dinner and on Thursday night, and it was a very memorable meal.
Absolutely. Yeah, Richmond is one of those cities, much like Charleston, South Carolina, that's having a burgeoning restaurant community. We've got some really great chefs here. One of the chefs at one of the great restaurants here is the former sous chef at the Inn at Little Washington, which is always rated a number one restaurant in the United States. So we are attracting a large, incredible community of, you know, chefs and people in the industry. So it's been great. And even where we had dinner Thursday night at Granite on Grove, David Harmon, the chef there, has been cooking in Richmond for quite a while and has definitely brought his talents to a restaurant and really done a great job there. So, yeah, definitely.
That's a restaurant that would be on a par with major cities across the United States.
Absolutely. And I've had...
Let's hold that thought. It's time for a break real quick, and we're going to come back following the break with a bit more Richmond and our guests down in Richmond, Virginia. Lance, roll the break.
Go choose some razor blades.
Kind of looks like a couple of red lobsters.
DIQC Montreal.
Got a ferocious appetite? Aren't you glad there's Unifree? From juices to jelly beans, peanuts to pretzels, Unifree has a variety of snacks and refreshments to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices.
Now on special, Maxwell House Coffee, 1 kilogram, only $6.99. Assorted Duracell batteries, just $2.99.
And with close to 200 convenient locations, Unifree gives fast food a whole new meaning. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Unifree, there's always a smile.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter.
Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsback, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hello from Bowie Matsuno. How you doing today? I'm Lita Polson. We're broadcasting from Bowie Matsuno, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Join us for great fun, great promotions, and bring the whole family. There is something for everyone here, from electronics to home appliances to furniture, with a huge selection of bedroom sets for you. From the warm color of wood to the modern look, 40 bedroom sets to choose from. Drop by and don't forget, free delivery within 200 kilometers. You buy now, you pay only in September 1999. And the bedroom set on promotion this weekend, it's modern. It's six pieces. It's solid cherry wood top. It's going to answer your needs and also your budget, too. It's $1,399, six pieces for you. Check it out this weekend. We're open today till 5 o'clock. Sunday, we're open 11 till 5 o'clock. The promotions continue through till Sunday. And a large choice of audio units, too. 37 audio units to choose from. Always remember, though, the free delivery within 200 kilometers takes a, and this is even on Sundays too, and it's done by the experts. It takes a lot of the anxiety out of when is the delivery going to be, even on Sundays. Buy now and pay in September 1999 at Bowie Matsuno, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Going off the deep end here on Travel World is Willem Backus in studio segment four here in Montreal. Stephen, we had a question from a listener who called in during the break about the USA on Business and that Saturday night stayover.
Right.
How exactly does that work, and what is the advantage? What's provided there?
Well, you reserve just up to two days in advance, and you don't have to stay a Saturday night. Minimum stay two nights. You could go a Monday, come back on a Wednesday, and whereas many times, let's say for Los Angeles, you'd have to pay like $2,500. If you weren't staying a Saturday night, you can pay in the $400 range. So
Some listeners didn't actually know that for most good fares, they usually require to stay a Saturday night.
Normally do, but we have those bulk purchase fares that you can get by calling 626-3132, Monday to Friday from 9 to 5. And
sounds good.
On carriers.
So you guys are down there in Richmond. We're
having a great time with that. There's the we talked about the Richmond Braves earlier, and there's the Montreal connection there. Before joining the broadcast staff of the Montreal Expos 30 years ago, Dave Van Horn was the play-by-play man down here for the Richmond Braves.
Well, wow.
That's the tie-in. We always find a tie-in between every city we go to.
Well, no matter...
By the way, before I forget, sure. Some of the products, listen to this. Now, this sounds boring when you mention products made in Richmond, but you'd recognize some of them. Sure. Oreo cookies.
Oh, wow.
Ben Hogan golf clubs,
huh.
Girl Scout cookies,
oh.
Marlboro cigarettes, Reynolds wrap. These are all big factories here. And Stephen, Trojan prophylactic.
Howie Grubb.
We're a well-protected community.
We're going to take a factory tour later.
Yes, factory tour. I find it fascinating, though, Stephen, that Reynolds Wrap and the Trojan Place is in the same city.
Yes, sometimes we know a certain broadcaster who once used one of those products when he ran out of the other.
Marlboro cigarette, yes? Instead of a cigar?
Discussion here.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk a little bit about the nightlife. We have, Kendall Thompson, the film commissioner for the city of Richmond. We found out he's a party animal and can stay up all night.
Uh-oh.
Let us in on some of the places and some fun things to do nighttime in Richmond.
With Reynolds Wrap.
With Reynolds Wrap, exactly. Now that they have a new Reynolds bag, you can fit all kinds of things in that.
Oh, no. I don't want to ask.
Yeah, we do have we're really fortunate that we have a great, thriving nightlife area. We have Shaco Bottom and Shaco Slip, both of which have many restaurants and clubs that offer live music that run a gamut from blues to rock and roll to country to Cajun, Zydeco. So we do have an opportunity for you to come on down and you can kind of get a good fix of anything that you like. And then we also have some, like on Friday nights, a club called Club Cassines, they offer swing dancing.
Hey.
And you can go in and you can pay, I believe it's $5. And you go in, and for an hour, you get lessons in a group. It's a large group of people, and it ranges from college kids all the way up to, you know, your grandparents are there learning swing dancing. And then from 10 to 11, it's open floor, and then you get to practice everything that you learn that evening.
Now, Kendall, one of the Canadians are often concerned when they're traveling to the U.S. Safety, walking the streets in American cities. We don't have a lot of the problems that in Canada that they have in the U.S. But how would you describe Richmond? Is it a safe town?
It's safe. I mean, much like when you go to any city, you know, anywhere in the world, there are definitely precautions that you take. But I mean, I would say that we have a very safe street. Everyone feels safe walking from one destination to another, and even when you're down in Shaco Slip or even in Shaco Bottom, there are a large number of people walking around. So, you know, there are people out on the streets all the time, so you never really feel that you're alone.
And I noticed a strong police presence, for instance, last night at the Symphony. The police are very visible here, which is reassuring.
Yes, definitely. And they're always there to help you out, and they're, like you said, they're almost instantaneously available. Anywhere you turn, they're there, whether you want them or not.
That's all good to know. And there's a couple of things of interest here as well. You have the downtown trolley running around every 15 to 20 minutes, and you can ride all day on a loop around downtown for just $1. And you can buy block tickets to visit a number of museums. There's around 10 museums that have a pass for $15, valid for 30 days. And, I mean, you can visit all those museums, see all those things at your own pace, not one of those things where you have to do everything in 2 days or 3 days. $15 to visit like 10 or 12 museums, that's a great deal.
Yeah, that's great. It is a great deal. And the museums here are just wonderful. The Virginia Museum, for instance, is one of the best museums. It gets rated, you know, all the time as one of the best museums in the country. And it's one of the first museums in which it was formed through public and private funds. And it has a very large decorative arts and contemporary art collection with Warhols and Lichtensteins for the younger groups. And then they also have an extraordinary English sporting art collection from a very well-known collector, Paul Mellon, who lives here in Virginia, up in Middleburg, Virginia. So, and he comes down and has just donated a large wing of great equestrian art. That's really fabulous to see.
One of the things I noticed, I'm a book collector, and for any bibliophile listening out there, besides the great American chains, which we don't have in Canada, Borders and Barnes & Noble, they have all kinds of great used bookstores and antiquarian bookstores, and I checked out the prices, half the price of what I pay in Canada for a lot of old series, old books.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And we even have opened our brand new state library as well, which has a large archives for research. And all while we're on the subject of libraries as well, the Virginia Historical Society has also a great research library to come down if you have any type of American or U.S. relations as far as family is concerned to come down and, you know, trace your family heritage through the research library at the Virginia Historical Society is also great.
Good for genealogy.
This afternoon, Stephen and I are going to the Museum of the Confederacy, which is the largest one in the States. As we mentioned, this was the capital of the Confederacy from 1861 to 65. And then we're going to see the White House, where Confederate President Jefferson Davis ruled the southern states when they seceded. There's so much to do here.
Yep. And we're here at the Linden Row Inn. We're going to have the famous crab cakes for lunch, and we sit outside the interior courtyard, brick courtyard, the gardens, the hidden gardens just off the street, where it's reputed that Edgar Allan Poe played as a little boy. So a lot of history here in Richmond. The Linden Row Inn at 1-800-348-7424, and the Metro Richmond Convention and Visitors Bureau. You want all the information on everything we've talked about on the show today, very easy to remember, number 1-888 Richmond, and their website www.richmondva.org. You get all the information you need to plan your vacation to Richmond, and that's a great jumping off point for all the other places to see in the state of Virginia. As we mentioned, next week, Sandra Phillips will be talking about her visit to Colonial Williamsburg, just around an hour from here. So 2 weeks in a row we have people named Phillips, and 2 weeks in a row we talk about Virginia. So maybe it'll be all Virginia, all Phillips all the time, right?
Well, we could do that. We also have the very first person who sat in the Travel World broadcaster chair here was another Phillips. So we have to have the Phillips Hour, you know, with the Phillips screwdriver, and we have to have the, you know, Vic Phillips. We have to have Bruce Phillips, Mark Phillips, Sandra Phillips.
And don't forget Phillips Smoke of Magnesia.
We won't forget that. Something that's on our mind quite often, as a matter of fact. So next week promises to be another great show. It'll be good to have you back here in Montreal, Steve.
I have to get back home for a while.
I know. Chad the engineer will be back in studio with us as well, so we can also announce our contest for next week. Steve, tell us a bit about the prize that we're giving away.
We'll be talking next week in more details, but it'll be 4 days, 3 nights, a romantic weekend in Miami, Florida, together that with the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, you know,
trip to be done in January, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're going to be setting the date over the next couple of weeks as to when they want to have some lucky listeners from AM 600 down in South Florida.
So for all our listeners, please stay tuned next week. Tell your friends, everybody. We're going to be announcing the actual details of the contest. If you can be persuaded to actually go down to Miami during the winter months, I don't see why not.
Escape Ice Storm 99, perhaps.
Ice Storm 99. Yeah, we've already got our generator packed up and our blowtorch and everything.
Have to start planning. It's not that far away for when the storms will hit, so people are starting to plan for where they will be going for this coming winter time. So we'll also next week, Chad will be back. Jessica Moore will be in the studio talking about St. Paulin, the Baluchon Resort and Spa. And Eli Khoury will have another one of his reports from the road, The Rails of Europe. So a fun-filled week next week on Travel World.
So that wraps it up for this week here on Travel World. It was great to go to Virginia and talk to Eli, and thank you for joining us once again this week. And next week, we got a great show lined up for you. So for all of us here at Travel World, thank you for listening. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Vic Phillips.
Yeah, Vic Phillips. Can't forget Vic Phillips.
And the Milk of Magnesia.
Join us again next Saturday from 11 to noon for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.